Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
We get to welcome my friend Sandra Golden, who is from our Atlanta affiliate, 92.9 The Game, getting set for her morning show, where I'm sure there will be inundated with Braves fans who need to vent. So, Sandra, I just, what's the worst part of this?
Gosh, that's a great question, Amy. The worst part of this is doing this show again today, where it mirrors exactly like last year. That, you know, the Braves were not the best team in baseball last year, and this year they are. They were, and they are sitting at home again during the championship series. So we're in a deep state of depression. We were even after game one, how it went down here at Truist. It just felt like the wheels had come off, Amy. There's no explanation for a team that was the most prolific, you could argue, in history at the plate to bat 186 as a team. It just makes no sense.
Did you get that feeling of foreboding that, oh no, this could actually be a repeat?
Yes, and it felt like that in game one. And, you know, you have that radio call after game one when they were so bad and everybody like, this is it, the wheels are... And how they even went, you know, won game two. It was certainly out of the ordinary. You know, they scored... This is the number that jumps out, Amy. So in any... four-game series or of stretch this year, even three-game series, the least amount of runs the Braves scored was 9. So in these four games, they scored 8. It was the lowest of the entire season. So you just knew it wasn't happening. And Spencer Strider, he had no business saying that. He only allowed 4 runs over 12 and two-thirds. I'll take that every day. So it was just one of those things. Now, I'm not even going to bring up the fact that, you know, the 5 best records in baseball, they went 1-13 in the postseason, and they're all home. So you've got a 4-6 in the NLDS. So what do you think it was?
Well, certainly the fact that they couldn't come through with the big hit or as many big hits as they needed, even last night going 0-for with runners in scoring position, leaving 8 guys on base. And it's not so much Strider did face some pressure in every inning, but to only give up solo shots, I mean, the Braves should be able to cover that. But what blows me away is that it wasn't one game or even 2 games. It was 4 games, essentially, because even in the one in which they were victorious, it's not like they scored a ton of runs. So that part blows me away. What did you see anything different from them offensively?
Yeah, they were flat out of a jump. And, you know, and like I said, I don't believe that Braves fans want to make that as an excuse, but I'll just say all of baseball. So, you know, like I know, and guys and gals listening, men and baseball players, they are so victims of habit. I mean, to the point of what time you wake up, what you eat that day, especially baseball with superstitions too. When you go to the ballpark, the parking space you go into, you know, all of it.
Your socks.
So when that happens, and I'll just speak for the Braves, for nothing about that was normal. That whole 5 days off, they tried to simulate games. They had fans come in because they were trying to do something a little different from last year, because all they did last year was just, you know, have a little walkthrough and media was there. But I just feel like when you are so out of sorts, you know, they're at home with their families. You can say what you want about that. There's a lot of kids and there's a lot of family members in town now. And it's not just the Braves. So when your top 5 teams in baseball are home, something is wrong. I hope they make the changes. I thought John Smoltz on the broadcast the other night talking about let's eliminate some of those days off. from the wild card, you know, so make the wild card be you immediately start that next day. It's just, you know, maybe the wild card doesn't get home field at all, or there's a lot, you know, there's things you can do, but they were flat out of the jump. And it, and even after the All-Star break, Amy, Braves lost 4 of 5. After being off. So it takes, you know, think about when you go on vacation. You need a few days to kind of, all right, let me get, see how this microphone works a little bit. So, and like I said, I don't believe that's, I think the Phillies were the better team. I think the Phillies might win the whole doggone thing. They're that good. And all of a sudden, Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nolan or Cy Youngers out there. And Suarez, too, my God. He was phenomenal.
He was. And the bullpen, other than Craig Kimbrell, who makes a living on making it interesting, the bullpen was also good. Sandra Golden is with us from Atlanta, getting set for her morning show on 92.9 The Game. And I'd love to know what you've heard these past few mornings, past few days from Braves fans. How were they feeling about it?
Snicker should be fired.
Oh, stop.
That's the first thing that happens. Where the bat, let's fire the hitting coach. That always comes up. You know, it's overreaction day, and literally you would have thought, even after we were 1-1 and we were about to get going, 1-1 after Monday, Tuesday morning show was doom and gloom, and we were 1-1. So it just feels No, there's no excuses. The first, he changed the lineup for game one on that Saturday, last Saturday, so it started then the noise. And then I think Braves fans, we have eyes. They didn't have it. They just didn't have it. The energy, you know, the whole Ronald Acuna and Ozzy and their energy in that dugout is something special. They were flat. They were, and we were at home and they were flat. So there's no explanation to when you're the best offensive team in all of baseball and you don't show up. Brutal.
Oh, right. Real talk then. How much worse is it that it's the Phillies with the throat slash and the stare downs?
Terrible. Awful. It's the worst. Oh. Absolute worst. And the Bryce, I mean, I don't think anything about that Orlando Arcia, like, you know, Attaboy Harper and stuff. I think that stuff is talked about all the time, don't you?
That's yeah. Not
I think they made a whole lot of out of nothing, which, by the way, it worked for them. So it worked for them.
Okay, so then in the offseason, I'm sorry, I know, but it is the offseason. Once the eulogy is delivered, what did the Braves need? I mean, they've got a potent lineup. It's not like those guys can't hit, but what would you do in the offseason if you were in the front office?
Well, you got to get starting pitching, and you got to decide what to do with Charlie Morton. Kyle Wright is likely down for the entire next year. Michael Soroka, you know, look at the aces that the Braves had on that staff, and we wound up having two starting pitchers. Really, that's it. Bryce Elder, they couldn't count on. So I think they'll make a big splash with a big name pitcher, starting pitcher. And then the lineup is as good as it gets. And, Amy, those guys are locked in. I think Austin Riley through 2032, and they are reasonable. They bought them at Macy's. They were not at Neiman Marcus. They got these. They locked them into deals that are just unbelievable. So they do have a little bit of money to spend on pitching. But it's too soon, Amy.
I'm sorry. No room for Ohtani. He can't pitch next year, but he could pitch the year after.
Listen, if they get Ohtani, okay, but I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, from your mouth to God's ears, what a nice Christmas wish that would be.
Oh, how much would it be a healing salve if Acuna is the NL MVP?
He is the NL MVP. He is. And, you know, he didn't talk to the media, so now that's going to be a big story. He left last night after the game and didn't want to talk to anybody. I get it. I don't blame him. 2 for 14 with a double in this series. He did not do MVP things. Bryce Harper did. 7 for 19, 3 home runs. So, you know, your stars on the biggest stage, he did not deliver, and he had some moments. He had some MVP-type moments, and it didn't happen. So,
you know what's crazy is that you think about the three guys who are probably the front runners, or at least the names that were thrown out most for MVP. Freeman and Betts go 1 for 21 in their series against the Diamondbacks. And then, as you mentioned, Acuna. Gosh,
and
that's...
And Olson, too, Matt Olson. So think about literally your top four candidates for the National League MVP. They were 6 for 43 with no home runs.
Wow.
No home runs.
I mean, they could have spared a few from the regular season.
hello, Amy, what is happening? It's bizarro world.
It really is. But I say this all the time. If we knew how sports would play out, we wouldn't watch. I mean, it's the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, but it's what keeps us coming back because it never quite goes the way that it's supposed to or that it's expected. Sandra Golden is with us from Atlanta. So how much or how quickly will sports fans transfer their attention to the Falcons?
Please don't say Falcons. Let's talk about college football, Amy. You know where we are. Listen, the Falcons are another, like, thorn in my side. Which Falcon teams do we show up, you know? They hate Desmond River for 1 second, and then they love him. So the Falcons are a whole nother. This is a big game against Washington, right?
Yes.
So it feels like 3-2 and 4-2 is a drastic change. So the Commanders come in here on Sunday. But, you know, down here in Atlanta, we are college football. So
of course.
The Georgia Bulldogs, and so we're – this one stings, though. This show today is going to sting, for sure. I didn't even sleep. I know that sounds silly, but
no,
when you do this for a living, but more importantly, I'm not one of those media people that acts like I'm not biased. I'm 100% biased, and I love the Braves. I was a sideline reporter for 6 years with them. This is like a lot. This is like family, so it stings a lot.
Oh, gosh. And I was just saying to the audience earlier that it's worse with baseball because of the time that you invest.
Yeah.
And that it comes to such an abrupt end. But you played 162 freaking games, not to mention spring training. It's months and months and months. And then, boom, right into a brick wall.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 162 and then this. It's painful.
Mm. Okay.
And by the way, let's put it in perspective as to what's going on in the world. I mean, it's sports and it's for fun. So certainly not trying to be dismissive and not sensitive to what's going on. It still is sports, and are upset about sports, you know, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, I agreed. Sometimes it's hard to think about, like, how do we care this much about sports? But I know a lot of people need the distraction, need
it's
some entertainment
true.
Companionship. Yeah, for sure.
Yes, yes.
All right, before I let you go, your morning show is how old now? A couple years?
Yes, only about a year and a half or so. Steak Shapiro and, you know, we've been together like 20 years or so. And we have a cool little show because, Amy, we have three floating hosts. So it's a lot. The Steak is there every day, and I'm only there 3 days a week, and we have Drew Butler and Rusty Mansell, who's the king of college football down here. So it's a great way to do sports talk. It really is fun. It's a lot like how the networks are doing it, you know, with that one share and then rotating. So we have a lot of fun and talk sports. We will not have fun today. We're going to be in the morning today.
Do you still do buy or sell?
We do. We do buy or sell today with, I think it's Tipper. So Tipper Jones, which I don't think he's going to be very chipper.
Chipper, but not chipper. A not chipper chipper.
Exactly.
I swear I'm not laughing at your misery, by the way.
I know. And listen, like I said, let's put things in perspective.
Yes, of course.
I am thrilled for you. A little birdie told me you're getting married.
Oh, I am. 2 months on an NFL Sunday. I don't know how that happened, but it just did.
He must be the luckiest in the land, and I'm thrilled for you, and you're just such a terrific friend and what you do. You have the hardest job in all of sports, and you rock. You do it by yourself there, and you're just terrific. So I aim to be you one day when I grow up.
Oh, girl, come on. Come hang out anytime. All right, so find Sandra on Twitter at SportsSandra. And as she mentioned, it's going to be a tough morning in Atlanta on 92.9 The Game, but you can clearly hear the energy that she will bring to help beat back those who are overreacting, as depressing as it is. I mean, it keeps us in business. You know that, right?
So true. The freak out. It's a freak out Friday for sure.
Oh, I like that. I wish I could be part of it. All right, we'll talk soon. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Thanks, Amy. Have a great day.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6 is sleek, full of advanced tech, and has a range of up to 360 miles. Any drawbacks? Yeah, every Ioniq 6 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit, so you're going to have to figure out something else to spend that money on. The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6. Hyundai. It's your journey.
EPA estimated 361 mile range for Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Actual range varies based on trim and other factors. Actual charge time varies based on charging unit output, temperature, and other factors. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.